From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Pignanelli. Hurricane Gustav has been downgraded to a Category 3 storm, now packing winds of 125 miles an hour. However, forecasters say they expect it to regain strength and become a Category 4 hurricane before it hits land in the U.S. tomorrow. In New Orleans, a mandatory evacuation order goes into effect this morning. Mayor Ray Nagin is warning residents not to remain behind.
If you decide to stay, you are on your own. There will be no services available for you, no emergency services.
A hurricane warning has now been posted for the areas between Cameron, Louisiana, and the Alabama-Florida border. As Gustav races toward the Gulf Coast, the first group of evacuees arrived in Memphis by train. Amtrak passenger service to and from New Orleans is suspended through tomorrow, so trains can be used for evacuations. Candace Ludlow from member station WKNO in Memphis reports.
2,000 tired, hungry, and overwhelmed New Orleans evacuees arrived in Memphis by train during the wee hours Sunday. Many are elderly, ill, or don't have transportation. Many were also too depressed or tired to talk. Lewis Brown lost everything 3 years ago when Katrina hit. He said he's never seen his family since then. He was trapped for 5 days and doesn't believe that New Orleans will survive Gustav.
Losing everything all over again, you know, it's like insane. And I can't believe it's happening again, but, you know, in 3 years, and then for it to come back on Monday, which Hurricane Katrina did the same thing in 2005.
Tennessee emergency management officials say they're prepared to take in at least 6,000 Gustav evacuees. For NPR News, I'm Candace Ludlow in Memphis.
Republican presidential candidate John McCain is on his way to Mississippi to check on preparations for the possible arrival of Hurricane Gustav. Ohio Congresswoman Stephanie Chubbs Jones got a high-profile goodbye Saturday. Barack Obama and Bill and Hillary Clinton were among the hundreds of mourners in downtown Cleveland. From member station WCPN, Dan Bobkoff reports.
Stephanie Chubbs Jones' friends and colleagues remembered her as a vivacious woman, prone to hugs and big smiles, whether her audience was ambassadors or schoolchildren. In recent years, she grew close to Senator Hillary Clinton and served as campaign co-chair for Clinton's presidential bid. At the memorial service, Clinton praised her loyalty, but said Tubbs Jones would never hide how she really felt.
When she was your friend, she felt it her responsibility to inform you of all the matters that needed improvement.
In his remarks, Senator Barack Obama called on the gathered to continue Tubbs Jones' legacy by asking tough questions and shaking things up. The first African-American woman elected to Congress from Ohio, Tubbs Jones died last week after suffering a brain aneurysm. She was 58. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.
This is NPR. The California State Senate has approved and sent to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger a bill that's the first in the nation to link reduction of vehicle emissions to development. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reports.
The bill would require local governments to plan their growth so homes, businesses, and public transit systems are clustered. The proposals are subject to state review. State Senator Daryl Steinberg, who authored the measure, says reducing suburban sprawl would curtail the amount of time people spend on the road.
So that as people drive, they are in their automobiles for less time, and that we reduce the vehicle miles traveled as part of our climate change strategy.
California approved a wide-ranging law regarding global warming 2 years ago. The bill approved Saturday drew support from groups that are usually adversaries. Governor Schwarzenegger hasn't taken a position on the bill, but he pushed hard for the comprehensive measure approved in 2006. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Thousands of protesters continue to occupy the prime minister's compound in Bangkok today. They're calling for the prime minister to step down because of alleged government corruption. Meantime, Thailand's parliament has called for an emergency session to deal with the protesters. The ruling party says it plans to present a compromise to appease the demonstrators. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban says attacks will continue during the month of Ramadan, despite an announcement from Pakistani security forces that it would halt military operations. The Reuters news agency reports that the Taliban spokesman says the ceasefire is a joke and that all months are holy. Muslim Khan is quoted as saying that if Pakistan wants to end the fighting, it should be permanent. I'm Dave Pignanelli, NPR News, Washington.